Tony Havranek says the project is a joint effort of state, local, and tribal agencies. Havranek is the tribe's former land and resources manager and now serves as a consultant on the project. He says wild rice beds had dwindled from 300 acres to 84, preventing rice harvest there.
Last year when we mapped the wild rice beds, we were back up to about 170 acres of wild rice. The majority of the rice is located in the south end of the lake where we had put net barriers to carve out.
Havranek says the rice growing behind the nets this year is the best he's seen yet. He says around 400,000 pounds of carp has been removed from wild rice areas there. He says that combined with reseeding and a resurgence of the bluegill, a predator of the invasive carp, is helping to restore wild rice beds. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.